Our next guest, no stranger to danger, the world's greatest bounty hunter. His new book, Nine Lives and Counting, officially out today. Dwayne Dog Chapman, our guest. Aloha, dog. How are you?
Aloha, brother. Yay. I like that. No stranger to danger. Yeehaw.
Yeah, man. You've been kicking ass for some time, and it's great to see you kicking ass like all the way into your 70s, man. Hard to believe. You know, life is quite a journey, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Chuck Norris, older than me, he's still kicking a pulley too, right?
You said when you met William Shatner, you couldn't believe it. I interviewed him on this very same program, and I cannot believe how William Shatner still gets around in his 90s.
No, he beat me up the stairs 10 years ago. I'm like, good Lord. And then, you know, some of the reason I wrote, of course, I had a ghostwriter and my wife supervising, but some of the reason I wrote this is when he said, you know, I've got to write a book or do something. I haven't done nothing to leave a legacy. And I thought, Captain Kirk is not no legacy? And that caused me to think, wow. And I put this in the book about him, that he's, you know, incredible. So I thought, you know what? If he's going to do it, I'm going to do it. I like to follow, and I like to be a leader, first of all, of course. But I like to follow, the Bible says, in successful people's footprints or steps. He's very successful.
Yeah, the captain's done pretty good for himself. So is the dog. And I know in your book you talk about making the most of the time you have left, creating a legacy, like you just said. And I heard you say something as well where you said you're hunting down the heartbroken and becoming the dog you were called to be. What did you mean by that, hunting down the heartbroken?
Well, last night I said on Fox with Jesse, you remember the story, and I'm going to cry when I say this because it came to me. You remember the story where on the cross there were two felons that were also crucified with Jesus, right?
Yes.
And one of the felons said, you know, if you are Jesus, you get down off this cross. And the other felon said, listen, I believe you're Jesus, and I'd like to tell you something before I die. Remember me. And Jesus said, bruh, I'm going to tell you right now, tonight, you're going to have dinner with me and my daddy. And the first person Jesus took to heaven with him was a felon, a downbeaten thief. So to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And I'm going to put my feet in the same prints that Jesus left me. And before I die, brother, I'm going to take a lot of felons with me to the master. I'm taking a lot of felons to the heaven. And that is my goal. And that is my goal with my book. You know, it's not about how many guys dog captured or how I may have mentioned that in there, but the whole idea is to get people to heaven.
And the name of the book is Nine Lives and Counting, A Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. And it's available wherever you read your books, officially out today. Chapter one, titled Puppy Pains. And I like the way you start each chapter with a little scripture. Chapter one starts by saying, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from Proverbs. And you mentioned that in that chapter. How were you trained as a little dog? What was it like being puppy Dwayne Chapman?
Well, I was, I was Assembly of God. My mother was on the women's side of my mom's family were all pastors, preachers, Sunday school teachers. I was trained like that. And it says that, the Bible says that they will never depart, okay? It doesn't say they will never stray. Raise them up as in the way of the Lord, and they will never depart. It don't say they will never stray away.
But you got to rub their nose in it, though, right? How do you deal with these bad dogs?
Well, you just keep the word on them. You know, you say, how do you feel now? How's that feel, bro? Being in cuffs. How does that feel? Wondering if your wife's going to, you know, marry your brother or the neighbor next door. How's that feel when your kids call someone else daddy or mama? You know, you got to be right straight to them and shoot straight. You know, be all things, the Bible says, to all men. Sometimes you can't be that hard because some men and women are not that hard. But the hard ones get in line because I'm ready.
Well, you know, dog, I never gave it much thought until you pointed this out in the book, that dog spells, if you spell it backwards, what does dog spell?
Right. Well, my president of the Devil's Disciples, I was man's best friend. I was very loyal, still am. I always prayed when we were eating the worst food you ever thought on the road. And so I'd say, you know, I'm going to say the blessing. And we had a guy named the preacher. We had this guy always rode in water named John the Baptist. We had another one named the creature. And so my president said, we're going to call you God's name spelled backwards because you're always talking about God. So I hereby christen you dog. And he said, not puppy, but dog. So I was 15 years old when I got that name. And I've lived with it and will, you know, go to heaven with it.
And I never knew that until I read the book. I appreciate the advance copy you sent over, dog. It's Nine Lives and Counting, Bounty Hunter's Journey to Faith, Hope, and Redemption. And it's in bookstores today. I know you feel strongly about the border, and I know we're a nation of immigrants, but how do we decipher who is here with good intentions and who is here with bad intentions? And do you find your legacy moving forward helping to stop what's happening at the border currently? These are some bad dogs.
I did Jesse last night at Fox. And my thing is, if they let them out of prison to come to America, that's the top ones we go after. You know, they're getting rid of their criminal murder, rapists, all that, by sending them over here. That's where we cull out. That's the ones we start hunting down and shipping them back.
Have you ever worked with Border Patrol yourself, being a bounty hunter for 40 years?
Oh, yeah. I've arrested some illegal guys. You know, I was in jail in Mexico and had to break out. I know what it feels like. You know, it's not cool. And I've arrested some guys that, you know, broke the law in America, and I had to put them in jail, and I kept up with them. So I understand. Everybody from another country is not a scumbag just because they speak a different language and have different beliefs. But the ones that are, quit sending them to us. And that's the ones that are going back.
Well, you tell some pretty wild stories in this book, dog, especially chapter 3 titled Cage Dog. And for those of you that don't know, Dwayne had a drug deal go bad in the 70s, did 5 years in prison. And you tell this wild story about you getting in between a gun, a fellow inmate. The guy's name is Bigfoot. I mean, that's a wild story. Can you tell a little bit of that on the air here today?
The story was me and Bigfoot. We were Salt and Pepper. He's my good friend. He's really huge. So I was told by a lot of guys that if you go to prison, because I'm not that big, you need to find the biggest guy and make him your friend. So Bigfoot was him. And so one day we were good brothers. And escalated to the warden's barber, the best job in prison. My barber shop was outside the prison gate, along with the hole. So when someone did something bad or their relative died, they were put in the hole so they wouldn't run. Because every prisoner there, your mama dies or something, you're going to the funeral. You don't care. You're out of there. So Bigfoot, something happened to one of his family members, and they were taking him to the hole, and he started fighting the guards and took off running down the street. And so it's a dirt road. So I immediately ran out of the barbershop and started running after him. And the lieutenant was running after us. I didn't see him. And he thought we were both running together, Salt and Pepper making a break, right? And so just before he shot me first, I got a hold of Bigfoot's pants and took him to the ground. And the lieutenant was like, whoa. And he threw down handcuffs and said the magic words, hook him up, bounty hunter. And, of course, I couldn't hook him up. I said, Lieutenant, I can't do that. And that word stuck in my mind because I was telling the Lord, oh, no, what have I done? Oh, my God, I did this crime, and I didn't do it, but it's on my record, and how am I going to get an apartment, a girlfriend, a job? My daddy's so disappointed in me. My mama would love me no matter what, but my dad doesn't. I didn't want to do this to my dad, Lord. What can I do? And all of a sudden, when I said, Lord, take the wheel, God gave me Dog the Bounty Hunter instead of Dog Devil's Disciple. And from that moment on in 1979, I've been bringing in the devil's herd, teaching them how to get to heaven.
And this book, man, how it's so powerful with so many wild stories. That's just one of them. The Nine Lives and Counting, the new book released today by our guest, Dwayne Dog Chapman. When we think of Dog, we can't help but think about Beth as well. I mean, every time I think about you, I still think about Beth. We all watched her final hunt. That was such a good program, and that you gave us a behind-the-curtain look at the two of you's relationship. She was such a big part of your life, Dog. How hard has it been since we've lost Beth? What has it taught you here in the journey of life since you lost her?
Well, I say this in the book, so now I can say it. Before Beth, right before Beth passed away, she called me Big Daddy. She goes, Big Daddy, God's taking me out of your life. And I said, no, Beth, he's not. And she goes, yes, he is. And you know you've been called to the ministry your whole life. She said, don't let me die in vain. Don't ruin my legacy. And I know you're going to get remarried. And here's a list of people that you better not marry.
Just in true Beth fashion, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, Beth fashion. Here's a list, and you better not marry them. And then over a year after that, I said a prayer, and I asked God for a mate. I couldn't even find my car sitting in a parking lot coming out of Safeway. And lo and behold, Beth was right. I'm now speaking the gospel, and I got Francie. And a lot of people say, you know, I think Beth may had something to do with you meeting Francie. And I'm not sure that's, you know, biblical, but if it is, I'm sure Beth did.
You did find yourself a Jesus-loving, bold Christian woman in Francie. She seems like a great woman. I've seen her on Instagram. Of course, you can follow our guest, Dog Chapman, on the gram, and of course get his new book, Nine Lives and Counting. When you look back, Dog, on your career as a bounty hunter, 40 years of getting felons right, giving them that cigarette, having that straight talk express with them, what do you consider to be your most challenging case as a bounty hunter and the one that stands out after all these years?
Well, the one that stands out, of course, is the most famous, Andrew Luster, 87 counts of rape, 150 years, had to break out of jail in Mexico, and that, you know, gave my career a boot. And I like what you just said about Francie, Fearless Friday with Francie. I'm glad you watched the Instagram with her. Ain't she something?
She is.
Yeah, and she's coming out with a book first or next, so I want mine to hit number one quick because she's going to overtake mine quick, so I'll tell her you said that, and she'll like that.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to hearing more from her.
Love you, brother. Thank you very much. Have a great, great day, and stay in touch. Thank you, sir.
All right, Dog. Take care, brother. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Aloha.